What are you doing? Didn't you read the title of this episode? I am begging you, stop listening to my podcast. You're still here? Okay, I will see what I can do to persuade you to stop listening to my podcast. This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. I'll admit it. It bums me the fuck out that there aren't more people listening to my podcast. I've been delivering an episode every week for the past 4 years, and I haven't seen any growth at all for the past 3 of those years. If anything, my stats tell me I get fewer downloads than I did 3 years ago. Before I get to why I want you to stop listening to my podcast, I have to be clear. Sometimes it makes me sad that more people aren't listening to my podcast. And it's not that I want to be rich and famous. I decided what I wanted when I made the decision 4 years ago to double down on being a writer and a podcaster. I told myself, I want to make a living creating. I don't want creating to be merely a marketing strategy for other things. Is that completely insane? So I sold everything I owned and moved to the third world. I knew I would struggle to make money for a while, but I never knew the struggle would take this long. I never knew it would be this hard. That's the reason I wish more people listened to my podcast. I don't need to make enough money to buy a Bentley or even a Toyota. I just want to make enough money from my writing and podcasting that I can do more writing and podcasting. I wrote my first book 10 years ago. I moved to South America 4 years ago. I don't want to write so I can make money. I want to make money so I can write. And that's the only thing that makes it fucking heartbreaking about not having more people listening to my podcast. But there's no denying that people shouldn't be listening to my podcast. At the beginning of this year, I tried an experiment. I went on a media fast. I stopped listening to podcasts. I stopped checking Twitter. I even stopped reading books. I stopped multitasking and started unitasking. At first, it was agonizing. I felt like I needed more stimulation, but I powered through it, and it was like rummaging through the junk piled up in your dead grandmother's dusty attic. I was surprised what I discovered underneath all that clutter, my own thoughts. Instead of listening to a podcast while cooking and eating lunch, I simply focused on cooking and eating lunch. If I was chatting with a friend on WhatsApp, I wasn't switching to Instagram between messages. I was only chatting with that friend. I watched the sunset almost every day, and I didn't post pictures of those sunsets to Instagram. I just sat there and watched the colors change like some enlightened Neanderthal. Eventually, things started bubbling to the surface. After lunch, I would jot down ideas on a little whiteboard. While watching sunsets, ideas would come to me for my next book or for podcast episodes like this one. It was hard to admit it to myself. Creating is better than consuming. The more you consume, the less you can create. Some people will protest. If you aren't consuming, where are you going to get inspiration? Well, inspiration is bullshit. You've seen enough things in your life. You've had enough damn ideas. You never did shit with most of them. Neither did I. Your need for inspiration is a fear of your own thoughts. It's a fear of doing the hard work of processing what's in your head, breaking out of the bullshit scripts that society writes for you, and having an actual thought, a true, sometimes uncomfortable, original thought. You don't need inspiration. You need action. I can't deny, from my own experience of going on a media fast, that much of the time, when I was consuming, it was standing in my way of creating. And wasn't creating what I wanted to do in the first place? This was an uncomfortable realization. I even had a couple of friends point out that reading books is a form of procrastination. Sacrilege! But they're right. How many books have you read? Can you recite what you learned from those books? Have you truly taken action on what you learned, or did you just move on to the next book? As you can see, for me, as someone who creates, as someone who writes books and makes podcasts, this was a tough pill to swallow. I had to search myself for why I create what I create. And I concluded that more than anything, I create for my own self-development. In this world, everyone is trying to get a piece of you. Facebook wants your eyeballs and your browsing history. The news media wants your attention. They'll manipulate your emotions. They will try to fool you into thinking it's somehow virtuous to be informed, but it's all fucking bullshit. On top of it, addictive substances are all around us. How many lives have been destroyed by alcohol or addictions to prescription drugs? Go to a hospital, look in the vending machine. Sugar, sugar, more sugar. It's so pervasive, we assume sugar isn't putting us in the hospital. And how many of us swear that we can't function in the morning unless we have a piping hot thermos of a psychoactive drug? Yeah, caffeine. This shit is not right. Some of you are probably wondering what the fuck the news, Facebook, and coffee have to do with my podcast. As I said, I primarily make this show and write books to help myself because it brings me meaning. That meaning is strong enough to motivate me to take a break from listening to podcasts and reading books, to say, fuck the news, fuck Facebook, fuck alcohol in every corner, fuck the sugar all around us, fuck the caffeine in every cup. Some people would describe this mindset as stoic. Well, my unpopular opinion is that stoicism is useless as a philosophy. It just rings hollow in my ears. Stoicism is not the cause of a meaningful life. A stoic mindset, instead, is the effect of a meaningful life. All the things I described can be pleasurable. You could call my media fast a dopamine fast. As Dr. Robert Lustig taught us on episode 185, pleasure, which is triggered by dopamine, is different from happiness, which is triggered by serotonin. In fact, pleasure and happiness are like polar opposites. So I don't shun pleasures by way of stoicism. I don't shun pleasures for the sake of shunning pleasures. I do it because none of that so-called pleasurable stuff will help me be the human that I want to be. None of that will help me with this journey of creating. I create so that I can create. And so, who would I be if I expected you to listen to my podcast? I'll reiterate, yeah, I want podcast listeners. I want Patreon supporters. Yeah, I want to sell books. When I make money, I can create more things. But the thing I hope for myself is the same thing that I hope for you. I want you to break out of the matrix of bullshit that rules the thoughts and actions of so many of us. I want you to stop consuming and start creating. And if you're trying to escape the bullshit through your own discipline, aka stoicism, you're going to have a bad time. There's nothing I can say to you. There's no inspiration I can provide, which will make that happen. So yeah, it makes me really sad sometimes that I don't have more podcast listeners. But then I tell myself, David, if they aren't consuming, maybe they're out there creating, and I have no choice. That has to make me happy. The reasons that are strong enough to help you break free, you can only find those in yourself. You have to listen to the voice inside your head. You have to have a conversation with it. And you can't hear that voice if mine is still ringing in your ears. So if you can find the meaning within you, if you have the motivation to become a better you, you already have everything you need. Stop listening to my podcast. Go make your own podcast, but I'll still be making mine as long as I can. At the core of being able to love your work is one question: where does the money come from? Does the work you do make humanity better? Do the products you use help you grow as a person? That's why supporting Love Your Work on Patreon is good for all of us. I can focus on making a great show so you can become a better human. It's an honest exchange, value for value. This show costs hundreds of dollars a month to produce and bring to your ears. I invest my time and creative energy in making it, so I can't keep this show going without your support. Please support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/Kadavy. Think of it like a coffee meeting. Is this show worth buying me a coffee a month? Head to patreon.com/Kadavy to join. You'll get perks such as early access to ad-free content, masterclasses, or office hours directly with me. That's patreon.com/Kadavy. Or, Overcast users, just tap on the dollar sign. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our top Patreon supporters, such as Jeffrey Mason. The theme music for Love Your Work is At Sea by Dorena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.